Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bosman. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosman covering, for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Coggins moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Bell reaches second base with a double. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Orioles. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Walt Williams. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Orioles. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Rettenmund steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards second. Broemer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Broemer. Rettenmund scores. Coggins moves to second. It's 4-2, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coggins moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Blair steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Ron Lolick. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Duffy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger bunts towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 3 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.